Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
Hey, hey, ho, ho, your negativity has got to go. It's time for 3 hours of sports talk on Sports Byline USA. Rick Tittle with you. That's me. You're you. What you got, what you get. The chalice is the palace, is the brew, that is true. The vessel is the pestle. Anybody remember the court jester with Danny Kaye? You know who does? Jan Wall. She's my first guest. Guest, hell, she's my co-host, as she does on Fridays for the first hour. Jan is a film critic and a Hollywood lifer, born and raised in the biz. And Jan and I, we always bring in some entertainment guests and take a look at what's going on Tinseltown-wise. Look forward to that coming up after a quick break. Also in the second hour, we're going to bring in someone working with Olympians, Kristen Chaffounsness, and also comedian Chris Garcia is back. He's at the Punchline, headlining here in San Francisco. Actress Tracy Birdsall will join me in the third hour. She's in the second season of I Think You Should Leave on Netflix, which is a lot of mayhem and hilarity. And then, of course, we have the NBA Finals. Getting ready for Game 5 in Phoenix. Each home team holding serve so far. We'll take a look at that. Also, Major League Baseball, second half underway. Not really a half, but in our minds, it is a half. We'll check in with that as well. Anything on your mind in the world of sports, though? Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, Trillaball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. We can do it together at the toll-free line or land. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you in and get you heard, girl. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider in 35 million homes. The American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. Stay safe. Come home soon. Proud of you. Keep up the good work. We're also on TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, and Stitcher app, and we stream through sportsbyline.com. And emails to me, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out.
So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Ron Barr here. Now that people are getting out and exercising more, I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor helps those exercise-related pains and general muscle aches and pains. Now, if you're going to be working in the garden, you're going to be using your hands a lot. And if your hands hurt, listen to what Julia Brown had to say about using Relief Factor.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Be sure to check out Relief Factor at relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. And we're waiting on our guest to call in. I say we because film critic Jan Wall is with me. Jan, how are you?
I'm just great. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing fine. You know, I was thinking for someone good. Like you, that Friday is kind of like a Christmas morning, a Hanukkah, whatever you, because every Friday new movies come
right.
out.
And yet,
as I was looking through the movie listings,
right. it's
just,
like yuck.
Yeah, there's nothing. Everyone is shoving Black. I have no interest in Black Widow just because, and I have
it's
no.
It's not good. It's not good. It's a real deal that became a movie. It has no heart, no soul. I couldn't believe a movie with two great actresses like Florence Pugh and Scarlett Johansson could do so badly. It's very disjointed. It doesn't have what we call a narrative, a smooth narrative, where it's a story you can get involved in. And even the special effects lacked punch. I was really disappointed with it. I'll take Wonder Woman. That first Wonder Woman really rocked.
Well, the other thing is, too, and look, if I know why Hollywood makes comic book or Marvel superhero
right,
movies, because
right.
because those
but they
movies
can make them well.
Uh-huh. Right. But they print money.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Right.
And,
that's right.
And
that's
the other
right.
thing is, we know, you know, teenagers like going to movies. And
yeah.
so I've never
but
seen.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Word of mouth is killing this movie. I had lunch yesterday with a friend of mine that owns the Orinda Theater who's been on this show,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying that it's dying, that what happens is it has a strong first day, and then the word of mouth goes out that it sucks, and I'll tell you, it's not doing well. But this weekend, I'm going to see something I'm actually looking forward to called Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
And this is the one that's supposed to... Okay. They're saying this because it's one of my favorite movies. But what was the movie with Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas, Jewel in the Crown, was
yeah,
the second one,
Romancing the Stone. Yeah.
Now, I dug Romancing the Stone. Like, I just loved it.
Yeah.
And they said this is similar, you know, and it's Emily Blunt and that fabulous leading man, Dwayne The Rock and Johnson. And I find him charismatic. And, you know, it could be fun, you know, so at least it could be fun.
I grew up watching KTVU Oakland used to show Big Time Wrestling, and his dad, Rocky the Soul Man Johnson, used to be one of the wrestlers on that show back in the
day. Is that right?
Yeah. He's got a little barrier.
And then did he go into wrestling before he was an actor?
He was a college football player.
I don't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until he got into that. But the other thing I wanted to bring up is that, and as I said, I don't like people putting their nose in the air and acting superior and saying, oh, I would never mm-hmm. see that. Because as a film critic, I would look at F9, right? And I know yeah. I have no interest in seeing it, but it's my job. Right. It's my job mm-hmm. to impartially go and say, is this fun? Is it supposed mm-hmm. to be what it's... It's sort of like when I review video games and there's one about
right.
raising kittens. It's not for me, but I have to look at it. So how do you approach a movie like
right.
Fast and the Furious 9?
Right, right. Okay, this is what I do. I always hope that it is something that's not going to rip off my time and energy. You know, it's horrible to walk out of a movie and go, geez, that's a whole bunch of time I'll never get back. So I'm always hoping for the best. And the question that I ask, the big question is it worth your time and money? That's the question to ask. And often, I would say lately, about 80% it is not. In the Heights, I would say is. But boy, I haven't seen much lately that is worth your time and money. Also, the documentary about Rita Moreno, The Girl Did It Her Way, is a really terrific documentary, and she's got a story to tell. I mean, it's got Love Affair with Brando and West Side Story, and, you know, that's a lot. By the way, that's the movie I'm looking forward to at Christmas, is Spielberg's new West Side Story.
I didn't even know he was making it. Wow.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And Rita Moreno is in it and also is the associate producer of it. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that nowadays, if you cast Natalie Wood as a Puerto Rican, there'd be outrage?
That is true. That is true. And that is not what's happening in the new Spielberg. However, I got to say for Nat, you know, Natalie Wood, she was darn good in that movie.
Ah, she was fantastic. Maria, uh-huh. I just met a girl. And then, of course, in hockey.
I love it when you sing like that.
Thank you, darling. And, of course, in hockey, the Sharks play the Jets sometimes.
Ah, perfect.
The West Side Story.
They rumble in the jungle.
They do. And they walk in doing this. That's how they start the fight. We're speaking with Jan Wall. By the way, there's open time here if you want to ask Jan a question at 1-800-878-PLAY.
You know, a lot of people say, I wish I had your gig, you know? And because it's a good gig. I mean, I go to movies. I interview a lot of big stars. I was thinking, who was my favorite living interview? And, you know, it really is Ben Affleck. If people don't know, people think, oh, Ben and J-Lo and da 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 da. No, 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 no. He is the smartest, funniest man, and he's so outspoken. Oh, when I interviewed him, it was fabulous. He just knocked Hollywood, and he said, being a leading man, you know, this is right when he was doing Argo, which is this great film.
That was good.
I mean, Argo is one of the world's great movies, don't you think so?
That's one bad Affleck movie that I really liked, yeah.
Yeah, really good.
And by the way,
and also Hollywoodland, where he plays George Reeves, you know, who gets murdered, the guy who plays Superman on television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played that
really
kind
good.
Of purposefully. He was dull on purpose in that role, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And that means he's a really good actor, that he could play dull, because he is anything but dull. In fact, when I was done with the interview with him for Argo, I thought, my God, this is the guy that should run for office. I never meet stars that I think should run for office. They're usually either too dumb or too self-involved, but this guy, oh, so smart.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, it's a good gig, and I could see why people like it. I love it. I've had it forever. I mean, I've been doing this since, you know, I'm like 1,000 years old, and I've been doing this gig since high school, because I wrote reviews in my high school newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I was also on television in high school.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hollywood stars?
Yeah, I did a... No, it was called Youth Inquires.
Hmm.
And it was for this old cowboy star who also owned the Angels,
baseball
team,
Gene Autry. Yeah.
And he owned KTLA in Los Angeles. And while I was at Uni High, he picked me to be one of the four questioners of, you know, important people on a show called Youth Inquires, and I got school credit for it.
Mm-hmm. The singing cowboy, right?
Oh, he was incredible. He was a real businessman. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, stars, you know, they become big stars, they make a lot of money, they get out. No. This guy owned TV stations, he owned real estate, but most importantly, he owned the LA Angels. And boy, did he love them. Mm.
Isn't it funny, though, like, my memories of course, I was a little young for Gene Autry, but he'd be on a horse, and he'd be going, "Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus." I'm like, what's going on here?
Right, right. And he became like a bazillionaire because of that and everything else. But he was really nice, and he was really good to us. And he personally went to 4 different high schools in L.A., Uni High, Beverly High. There were like 4 high schools in L.A., and he picked kids out of the high school. He went around to different English classes and picked us who he thought was verbal. I was the only girl.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He had a good eye, obviously. Look what happened.
Well, I mean, yeah. It told me that I liked television. And I liked television better than movies because I would go to movie sets that my friend's parents were working at, and I hated how long it took. Have you been on a movie set? It takes forever to set up a shot, and I was too antsy for that. And then I'd see TV that I was doing, and I thought, this is fun. It's fast. It's quick, and you're out of there.
By the way, before we go to the break, I know Tom Mix's horse was Trigger. Who was Gene Autry's horse?
I think Tony. Was it Tony?
Tony.
I
don't know.
I think you could Google that. Okay, I have a feeling. I have a feeling Tom Mix. No, Tom Mix was not Trigger. That was Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers had Trigger.
And Tony, I think, was Tom Mix's horse.
Oh, Gene Autry was Champion the Wonder Horse.
Champion the Wonder Horse. That's right.
All right. This is important stuff. This is important stuff.
Yeah,
so we're going
to. This is the stuff to know.
We're going to go to the break, and we're going to come back with a guest. Jan Wall and Rick Tittle, come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118.
800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Fantastic. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast on Sports Byline around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome our guest, Jay Rosenblatt. He is the festival director for the Jewish Film Institute, presenting the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival, the 41st, and it's going to begin here on July 22nd and run through August 1st. Jay, welcome to the show. What have been some of the challenges you guys have had in the last year, and then how have things reopened for you this time around?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, you know, it was a very challenging year for everyone. For us, particularly at JFI, you know, a big part of our festival is the community coming together in person, seeing people you don't see for a year, and then you know, conversing, having debates and discussions, and it was very difficult not having that live component. But we rallied and created two programs last year that were virtual, well attended, and people got some of what they needed. I don't think all, but we had very strong programs, and. You know, we also did some drive-ins, and we did as much as we could while being safe and respectful of people's health and things like that. And now it's opening up a little, and we're doing something hybrid. So we're having an 11-day virtual festival showing over 30 films, over 30 programs, over 50 films, and we're also having a full weekend at the Castro Live for those people that have been craving that. And so we're excited that we're going hybrid. At least there's going to be some live interaction with audience and guests.
Jay, I was looking at some of these 50 movies. This is Jan Wall. I cannot believe I can't believe how fabulous. You've got comedies, you've got documentaries, you've got international, you've got tributes to Agnieszka Hollander, who I love. And, yeah. I mean, it's just, I love the comedies. There's always, at the Jewish Film Festival, I find there's always, like, really sparkling, you know, wacky comedies.
Yeah, it's true.
What do you love right now? What do you love that you're showing, just personally?
What I love, I would say, I love that Agnieszka Holland is our Freedom of Expression recipient. I've been trying to get her for years, meeting her at international festivals, on buffet lines, pleading with her. And she's always,
always great. Meeting on buffet lines. That's beautiful. Go ahead, honey.
And she's always been wonderful and always returns emails immediately, but she's so busy. She's so sought after that her travel is always impaired to get here. And this was a chance to get her because she attended the festival from France, you know, virtually. So I'm very excited about that. And the film, her new film, is very powerful. It's called Charlatan. I really like our opening night online film a lot. It's called Misha and the Wolves. It was at Sundance. It's one of these documentaries, sort of like Three Identical Strangers, where there's reveal after reveal, and you're kind of on the edge of your seat. Truth is stranger than fiction type documentary. There's a wonderful Palestinian film called 200 Meters. That's our centerpiece narrative, and our centerpiece documentary is called The Conductor, and it's a documentary about this female conductor, Marin Alsop, and she basically broke the glass ceiling for women conductors. She was a protege of Leonard Bernstein, and she's just a wonderful person. And people will enjoy spending 90 minutes with her, that's for sure.
I saw that film. It's very inspiring. And you've got your music. You've got this woman who had to fight to be a female conductor. Oh, it's a great, great ride.
Yeah, yeah. There's a film that I think you'd like. It has humor in it, but it's also very powerful. It's called A Cottage for Bernie Madoff, and it's our song and dance spotlight. And this was a started as a one-woman show that was turned into a film. And the actress and the creator, the writer, Alicia Rabins, wrote all the songs, all the music, sings them all, is in different characters. And it's one of the most creative films I've seen in a while. So I'm very thrilled about that, too.
And is Bernie Madoff in it, or it's just about her?
Just photos of him, photos. No, she talks about her relationship when she did an artist residence on Wall Street years ago, and it was a couple blocks away from the Madoff offices, and she just got this inspiration to create this show about him and about the people he took advantage of and about, you know, what's bad for the Jews and things like that. So
yeah.
It's really, really wonderful. Well,
wow.
It was great. Take Action Spotlight called Not Going Quietly. It's a film about this activist, Addie Barkin, who is just an inspiring, amazing individual. And in the course of making the film, he comes down with Lou Gehrig's disease. And you watch his body deteriorate, but his spirit gets stronger and stronger. And it's pretty moving, moving, actually. Yeah, so, yeah, we have so many great films. I could go on and on.
What are some of the stipulations for entry? Is it, by Jewish filmmakers, about Jewish topics, other Gentile projects? How does it, qualify?
Oh, circumcision.
Yeah,
no,
that's
Rick,
a really good
about
question.
Circumcision.
You know, except for the Take Action films, which are based on the Jewish value of Tikkun Olam, repairing the world, everything else has to have some sort of Jewish angle. Now, the maker does not have to be Jewish at all. Likewise, if somebody is Jewish and a filmmaker, they don't necessarily get into the festival. It has to be high quality. And really, we're pretty wide open. We have a very broad definition of what a Jewish film is.
It's amazing. It's a wonderful film festival. It's very broad definition, from Palestinian to South American to everything you could think of, comedy, musicals.
Yes.
I got to tell you, I want to get your take on something, guys. I interviewed Elizabeth Taylor once, okay? And she said to me, without Jews and gays, there'd be no Hollywood.
Well, I think she has a point. I mean,
a lot of Jews in the history of Hollywood, that's for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of gay Jews, too.
That's right. Makes total sense. I actually saw a great documentary at your film festival a couple years ago about gays in Israel and how they had to kind of sneak into gay bars and all of that, and how the Orthodox came down on them. And it was very interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just everything there.
So, there's something for everyone.
So more information, sfjff.org. So can we definitely say you're going to have these at said theater and these are just going to be virtual?
Yeah. I mean, it's all on the website. We have one weekend, next weekend, a week from Saturday, July 24th and 25th at Castro. We have 7 films. 2 that are only showing at the Castro. The other 5 are also going to be part of the virtual festival. And the virtual festival starts July 22nd and goes till August 1st. And people can get a pass to see all the films. They can watch them anytime. Even though we have a suggested screening schedule, they can watch them anytime, and they have 72 hours to complete the film. So it's very flexible, and people can, you know, be comfortable in their own living rooms, wherever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you, last question for you before we go, did you or did the film festival ever, quote unquote, discover anyone who went on to become like a huge director or actor?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, the festival is, this is our 41st year. So the first 30 years, I was not the program director. I was a filmmaker that had films there, but I don't know if we actually discovered anyone, but I think we've seen many people early in their career. I mean, someone like Gideon Raff, who did, his film Prisoners of War, and it was an Israeli TV series that got turned into Homeland. We showed Prisoners of War. So there's people that we've caught early in their career. Saeed Kashua is an amazing Israeli Palestinian writer, and we had him to the festival. We gave him our Freedom of Expression Award years ago before he, you know, went on to write great. He was one of the writers on Shtisel. I don't know if you've seen that.
That's on Netflix right now. That's good.
Wonderful. Yeah, and we showed the first couple episodes of the first season of Shtisel before it was even on TV or on Netflix. So we've kind of discovered films, but I'm not sure, to answer your question, if we've actually made a discovery of a filmmaker.
All right, there he is, Jay Rosenblatt, 41st San Francisco Jewish Film Festival, sfjff.org. Jay, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
All right. Rick Tuttle and Jan Wall on the other side. Come on back.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. If you're like many entrepreneurs, you have a business idea and you're ready to run with it. But be careful not to let your concept snowball into something overcomplicated. Try to start small and narrow your focus. Learn how to test your business idea so that it fulfills your promise to customers and exceeds expectations. And cut unnecessary features that water down your offerings and cost you money. As a small business, you don't need all the bells and whistles of a giant corporation. It'll be easier to add to your business as it grows. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Staples Connect has everything for school at amazing prices. Right now, Staples one-subject notebooks are only 25 cents each, and Crayola 24-count crayons, two-pocket polyfolders, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each. So your student won't just be ready for school. There'll be tons of drawings to hang on the fridge ready.
We're going to need a bigger refrigerator.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school and get amazing prices for everything on your back-to-school list. Ends 9/18, limit 30, notebooks in store only. Offer may vary online.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5-foot-long, 54-inch wide gorilla?
What?
Is that what you're telling me?
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
No, but we have the Rhodes Scholar of Movie Reviews, Chan Wall, with us, and we have an entire open segment, if you'd like to ask.
Yay, I love those.
Chan, me too. Me too. We just stream of consciousness, but you can call us up at 800-878-PLAY. Chan, have you seen the new movie Zola yet?
I have not, but just last night someone was asking me about it. Tell me about it.
It's I saw the trailer and it didn't look like my cup of tea, but it's been getting great reviews. It's about a true viral Twitter thread that this woman, Janiska Bravo, wrote and directed it, and it's supposed to be just crazy stuff going on, but it's supposed to be actually very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to it. There's always something, you know. There's always something out there that I need to see. And then what do? I go back to Netflix for the, you know, for Bridgerton or the, you know, or the Kominsky method. You know, sometimes I just need to junk out in my head. Hey, I wanted to say something. We were talking about this new movie coming out that I'm going to see this weekend. Comes out next week, I think. Jungle Book,
mm-hmm.
with The Rock Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Emily Blunt. And I was thinking what makes The Rock so popular is that, you know, yeah, he's this big, studly, huge guy, but he has this vulnerability streak. And I was thinking that's what makes all of us women fall in love with guys like that. You know, like my husband's ex-military, and he's a big hunk guy and all this. But his vulnerability, that's what you go for. So men out there, I'm telling you, you know, be sure and show that part of yourself, too, because we know how hunky you are.
You're going to make me cry. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
There are two.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
No, I hear what you're saying. There are two movies out with the pig in it. One of them is called Dead Pigs, which is a movie made in China, which is getting great reviews.
I don't like anything about dead animals. Well, I know, but I love animals. So
well, there's another one.
It's
a Nicolas Cage movie just called Pig. Where he's a guy who lives off the grid, and he has a pig that sniffs out truffles, and then someone steals his pig, and then it's about him trying to get his pig back. Have you ever heard of a plot like that?
Well, I did see The Truffle Hunters, which is a documentary that's playing right now in theaters and on the internet.
Hmm.
It's called The Truffle Hunters, and it's about guys with their dogs who hunt truffles. These, you know, these animals, truffles go for lots and lots of billions of dollars in that market. And these dogs go directly to the truffles. So they're very well taken care of and highly prized. So I can see that, The Truffle Hunters, that's what's seen, but documentary. But in terms of Nick Cage, I will watch Nick Cage in anything. He's so nuts. Don't you just look in his eyes and you know he's crazed?
I think
I
he is.
Him.
And yet I think he is one of, it's funny because there are so many, like I loved Raising Arizona.
Right.
But then, you know, which is Coen Brothers, but he's
right.
Such an over actor. Every line is delivered like this. every line.
Okay. You want to see him do something really great as Nick Cage, as Nicolas Cage? It's a documentary that everybody must see on Netflix, any place you can get it. It's called The History of Swear Words.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about this before.
He's the narrator. Oh, honey, have you seen it yet?
No, I remember you told me about it.
You must see it. It's fabulous. It's divided into 6 different swear words. And I mean real, you know, we're talking F and we're talking S and we're talking everything. and where the swear words came from, the origination of them. I mean, the F word will really surprise you because it came about because of a king and his demands on his subjects. It's really interesting. And Nick Cage is the narrator, and he keeps going back and sort of, if you know who Vincent Price was, he goes back in this sort of dungeon-esque library, and he's wearing like a gorgeous bathrobe and an ascot, and it's Nicolas Cage, and he's telling you about these swear words, and then they show you. Oh, it's fantastic, the history of swear words.
Jan Wall and Rick Tittle with you. Lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, when we've talked about Siskel and Ebert before, and I know that you had dealings with Roger.
I went back to Chicago and did the show with him.
Yeah, you sort of tried out to be the new Siskel, right?
That's right, and I got very close to it, but I moved to Chicago.
That's right. I didn't like the guy they picked, by the way. No offense to him.
Richard Roper. Yeah. Well, the thing is, he lived in Chicago. You know, Disney, who owned Buena Vista, who owned Siskel and Ebert television show, they wanted the cheapest way they could go, and they had somebody who already lived there named Richard Roper. So, and also, Roger did not want anyone like me, even though it was a really good episode, if anyone saw it out there. Mm-hmm. Played all over the country. I got gifts. I got a big tree from a family named Wong in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. I got all kinds of things because I really fought with Roger, but he did not want that kind of energy because he already had that with Siskel. You know, he wanted to be, you know, the thing to remember about people in my business, and this could be in all businesses, but in your business too, Rick, is ego wins out.
No, there's no doubt. But I was bringing up Siskel and Ebert because they were sort of like the standard that most America, like, did they give it two thumbs up? Was it one up, one down? Now we have this thing. Now we have this thing called Rotten Tomatoes, which I don't really know about. But I saw a movie that's brand new. I didn't see it, but I saw an ad for it. It's called Till Death. It's with Megan Fox, who I know is more known as a pretty face. But
she is pretty.
Yeah, so she's gorgeous. But, you know, acting ability wise, I know she doesn't get her due. But the plot of the movie is she's with her husband on a romantic weekend in the woods. And then she wakes up handcuffed to his dead body. Okay, so that's the plot. But what's interesting, I thought, was Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 93, but audiences gave it a 60. And that, to me, audiences, I think, are usually dumb and they love everything. So so who the hell is Rotten Tomatoes? Is this sort of like Wikipedia where everyone chimes in?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm not a fan of Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sorry it exists. I much prefer the old ways of, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down type thing. Because the trouble is that as you said, is it the audience? Is it the critics? Is it what each critic has a different opinion on everything? So I know people look up Rotten Tomatoes and they always let out plot points that I would not let out in my reviews. So I would tell people not to. But see, I have a higher opinion of the audience sometimes than I do of critics, because sometimes the audience just gets disgusted. You know, we were talking about that new movie with Florence Pugh and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Black Widow.
I want to call it Black Widow. That's it, Black Widow. And that the audience is telling each other it sucks. So, and they're not going. So sometimes audiences can fool you, and they could be pretty smart too.
They don't like to be. I have only walked out on one movie in my life. Have you ever walked
out?
Really? Have you ever walked out on one?
No, because I kind of got to know what's going to happen at the end.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times I'll zone out, but I haven't walked out. Where did you walk out of?
Well, listen, there have been about 100 movies I wanted to walk out of, and I was just too lazy, and I regretted staying. But it was, how can I put this? I'll put it to you this way. Pulp Fiction, the guy, Marvin gets his head blown off and there's brains all over and they're throwing around a million N-words. And I'm like, okay, what? And everyone's laughing. But when Ving Rhames got anally raped by I'm like, you know what? I was already disgusted. I'm like, I don't want, because all I could
think was.
Yeah, and everyone says, and at the time, Siskel and Ebert said it's the greatest movie ever made.
It's because they were Tarantino freaks.
And listen, I understand it later, but it was just something different. And I think those guys were so starved for something different. But I just remember at the time thinking, I don't want to watch this big guy get raped by a redneck in the butt.
It's disgusting, disgusting.
And
oh,
so I walked
God,
out.
Thanks for, yeah, ew. Well, yeah.
And I wanted to put that in the entire network's head right now. You're welcome, Armed Forces Radio.
They say, hey, well, you know, we can handle anything.
Yeah, sure.
Those Armed Forces people, who we love, and we look forward to them coming home, and we thank them for their service. But, wow, yeah, you know, Tarantino, have you seen him lately? You know, he's been on the talk show circuit lately.
I like a lot of his movies. Does he really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
He lives in Israel. He married an Israeli woman. They had a baby. They live in Israel. He likes it, you know. He really likes it there. He says it's a lot like a manageable San Francisco or New York. And I've been to Israel, and I know that there are cities there that are quite amazing. Tel Aviv is where he lives, I believe. Mm-hmm. But it's an amazing country anyway. But he lives there, but he's coming through town. He's been on all the talk shows because he has it's a book. And it's a book based on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I just think is a terrific film. And it's a book based on sort of a prequel to the movie, and the script and all that is in there. And he's pushing this book, but he's different now. He's not the feisty guy you think of. I think fatherhood has brought him a new mellowness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed like he would go to Cannes and the Cannes Film Festival, and someone would say, why does it have to be so violent? Hey, man, I didn't make this movie for you, man.
That's right, man. It's fun, man. You know, it's fun. The violence is fun. Oh, I got in such a fight with him once because he said the kids should watch.
What did he say?
We went on and on. He said kids should watch Kill Bill 2, and right on camera I said, no way, and you know, that's crazy. And he said they could tell the difference. Really? A six-year-old could tell the difference? Really? Oh, God. Well, now he's a father. I bet he has a whole different take on it. You know, you got to let people change as life goes on. You know, we all get smarter. That's what I think.
I wonder if you ever rented a movie from him, because remember, he used to rent those VHS down in L.A. Yeah.
Those were the days, man. That's what we were talking about, the Jewish Film Festival. You know what's really fun? After you see a movie and you go have coffee or a meal or whatever, and just debate that movie to death. I mean, just get into it, you know? I remember after I saw Body Heat, man, if you don't mind me turning the topic to sex a little bit, that movie is so hot and so sexy. And afterward, I remember I was on a date, and because it's really easy to get dates when you're a movie critic. Everybody wants to go to the movies, and it's all free, and it's a preview usually. And boy, it was hard just getting through dinner. That was such a hot movie.
All right. Yeah, that was the one where
on that note,
William Hurt looks through the window, sees Kathleen Turner, and he basically jumps through a window to get at her.
I know, but it shows you that it's not about the act, Rick. It's about the desire to the act.
Exactly. That's
so
what
it's
I've
like
always
Hitchcock,
said.
That's right. Alfred Hitchcock always said, it's not about the gun or the knife. It's the anticipation of the gun or the knife.
And so here we are talking about Hitchcock, and kids want to talk about TikTok. By the way, I'll say the thing. Hitchcock said one time, if you two people are sitting at a table in a movie and the table blows up, the audience is shocked for about 5 seconds. But if they know that there's a ticking bomb under the table, then the audience is dying the whole time. Janie, got to run, as always.
Okay,
great
baby.
Talking to you. Well, actually, no, wait, we're going to do a break, and you're going to come back for like two more minutes. How about that?
Oh, I think we're going to celebrate Tom Hanks' birthday.
All right, more a bonus with Jan Wall. Come on back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Rick Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
All right, a couple more minutes with our friend Jan Wall. And you said it's Tom Hanks' birthday?
That's right. This month is Tom Hanks' birthday. So I was thinking, why is my favorite sports movie, since so many of our listeners love sports the way we all do, sports movies is one of my favorite topics. I do a whole speech just on that. And one of my favorite sports movies stars Tom Hanks, and that's A League of Their Own. And he is so great as the alcoholic manager. I mean, he's just terrific, a coach, I mean, and he's wonderful as he tries to whip these women into shape, and they're in pretty good shape as it is during World War II in the baseball world. And it's just, it's a wonderful performance of an alcoholic. You really get the sense that he's boozed up and looking at the world through really bloodshot, drunk eyes.
Of course, yeah, Skyline High School grad from Oakland, California.
That's
Do you remember
right.
the most famous line from that movie, which is quoted basically every day?
Right, which is, there's no crying in baseball?
Exactly.
And it's not even my favorite sport, yet my two favorite sports movies ever are baseball movies, Field of Dreams and A League of Their Own, because they're both such great movies, but also... I just love them. My favorite sport actually to watch is basketball. So you'd think it would be Hoosiers
or
something.
Let me throw this in
before
we go. Yeah. Did you know that they're going to play a Field of Dreams game? The Yankees are going to play the White Sox in a cornfield in Iowa, and it's going to count next month?
Oh, my gosh. I'm there.
Yeah. I'll tell you more next time, Jan. Have a great weekend.
Okay, love. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm Rick Tittle. We got two more hours. Come on back.